Hey, what's up, Randy?
What's up, man? Hey, I was looking at pictures of you yesterday because I was like, you know, studying up on you on your website. And dude, you are so buffed. You are buffed. You look at your arms are like crazy. I was looking at a couple of years ago, you had these little dinky arms, and now you've got these big old buff things. You got like a crazy workout schedule you go through every day?
Yeah, that's hilarious, by the way. Yeah, man, I try to work out every single day. And it's about being consistent, man, and actually staying in tune with your goal. So I don't give myself any days off. I let the days off kind of happen organically. Like, you know, it's always going to be somebody's birthday or, you know, you can't go to the gym because of work. It's, you know, your days off happen naturally. So I kind of, you know, use that formula and it works.
You get that craving go to McDonald's at 3 o'clock in the morning still?
Absolutely, 100. I do, man. But, you know, it's... It's all in moderation, right? I mean, you can have the things that you want, but if you had at McDonald's tonight, you know, the next, you know, 4 days, you ain't going to have it. So, you know.
Yeah, man. I just had to see that. I was like, dude, those arms are huge. You're just working out like crazy. That's awesome, man. I love it. You're keeping healthy. You got to when you're on tour, right?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm actually not on tour right now. I'm actually in the recording process, so it's a little different, which I kind of have to add a little more cardio to the regimen because when I'm on tour, you know, I'm getting a bunch of cardio on stage and whatnot. But when I'm at the crib, you know, it's very different.
All right, man. So Kiss the Sky was in the animated movie Storks. How did that stuff come about? Do they approach you? You talk to them? How does that work?
It happens different every single time. I mean, you'll hear the songs in, like, TV shows, movies, I mean, elevators. there's a team of people that have that specific job to, like, get syncs. They're called syncs. But for Stork, yeah, they hit us up and we were all for it. I actually had to wait for SWAT to release Swala because I didn't want Swala to be on top of Kiss the Sky at all. I kind of wanted to let the Stork thing do what it had to do and then release Swala after. So I had to wait even longer to drop Swala. I had that thing in my pocket for like almost a year.
Yeah, hey, congratulations with that. So it's just going crazy, the song. Musically, did you see Musically's got that Swala challenge going on?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, it's literally hundreds of thousands of Swala challenge people that like admitted their videos. It's crazy. I get them all the time.
It is. So what's that feeling like? I mean, you were talking about you had to wait to, you know, release Kiss the Sky and Swala. What is it like? You live with a song for, you know, months, sometimes years, and then it's finally released. What's that feeling like?
Man, it's like freedom. It's crazy because, like, the beginning of a song is very humble, right? I mean, you're in the room either by yourself or you know, with somebody else, and it's just a couple of you, right? And then you share it with the people that are closest to you. And then to have that in your pocket and then finally release it and then, you know, it kind of goes out into the world and becomes something totally different, something way bigger than even you. I think it's incredible, man. It's something that you never get used to, man. I'm humbled by it every time.
It takes a life on its own, right?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Literally, like, you know, Swala is a part of people's everyday life. But when it started, you know, it was literally just an idea that was, you know, in my head.
And look at it now. Huge. So you got into the fashion realm, level 13. So I'm looking at your shoes, and these are like futuristic looking shoes, like in Back to the Future where you put the shoes on and they like tie themselves. They look really cool.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. So actually the clothing, the apparel will be available in Bloomingdale starting in August, man. So it's exciting times for level 13.
And online too, right?
Yeah. It'll be available in August, yeah. Online in Bloomingdale.
You mentioned you're on tour right now. I know there's a couple dates you got. You're going to be at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas on May 20th and get ready for a tour probably after that. Is there a difference touring the States and touring in like Spain or Hungary or someplace?
Right now, it's not touring. It's a spot date.
Right.
But when I'm actually on tour, I mean, I don't know if it's a huge difference. I mean, I feel like, you know, we're all human. We all listen to music the same way, and we all party the same, man. You know, the only difference is the location, man. Outside of the arena is different.
All about the love, man. All right. I got some social media questions real quick because I threw it out there and it was going to talk to you. So this isn't coming from me. All right. This is coming from your fans. Kat's asking, Kat asked, how'd you learn to dance?
I first started in front of the television, man. I was a Michael Jackson kid. I was, you know, in front of the television trying to do every single move that I've seen. And from there, I went to performing arts school. So I was a performing arts kid and I, you know, studied every form of dance. And then, you know, just so that I have complete control of my body and could do anything, you know, from tap to jazz to ballet to hip-hop. I mean, I literally did it all.
Wow. Rachel wants to know, how did you get such clear skin? Do you exfoliate or something? I don't know.
I bathe in milk.
Oh, I love
it. I don't know, man.
Oil of Olay? I don't know. Ricardo says, why do you say, this is, you've heard this 6,000 times. Why do you say Jason Derulo in all your songs?
I don't do that no more. You should listen to some of my newer songs.
You know, that's what I told him. Yeah, you know what? I told him, I messaged him, like, dude, he doesn't do that anymore. He just says Derulo in it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, congratulations on all the success. Congratulations on Swalla-la-la. And thanks so much for taking the time with me today, man. Appreciate it, Jason.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, man. Looking forward to getting down over there as well, man.
Jason Derulo, everybody. Yeah. Woo!